A reflection from Father Luis Sassano. Matthew 25:31-46. Time to do good. 1. They will be assembled. It is the first thing we see in today's gospel. Christ assembles all people. I want you to understand that in this life, you cannot be isolated, alone. Jesus calls you to live in a family, in a community, and to be united with others. Jesus Christ chose life with 12 apostles until the end of his mission on earth, knowing that it's difficult to live together. It is not good for you to isolate yourself and live in solitude. Don't expect people to always be calling you. You should go out and share, even if it may be hard at times. Send others a short message asking how they are or when you can visit them. Don't make up excuses. Excuses are excuses, like that your knee hurts or that you have too many things on your plate at the moment. Take the time to share your life with the people who love you. Share time now because life is short. 2. With my brothers and sisters. Today the gospel talks about good deeds. In this Lenten season, we must do good deeds. We must show our faith by helping others. We Christians are called to do concrete and simple actions. I have to admit that we are half asleep, but we must get up to work for our neighbor, for our brothers and sisters. There are many people who need us, many indeed, and we do not realize it. If the church doesn't go out, I mean you and me, we will get sick and we will all end up living in a tremendous gossip circle because we will have nothing else to do but to criticize one another. Go out, make your own proposals. Get together to cook food for the poor or visit the sick or go to evangelize an area. There are so many things you can do. Let's do good deeds. 3. Inherit the kingdom. Jesus looks at our actions. The way we behave towards others, our actions, the way we treat others is what leads us to heaven or hell. Your actions allow you to live in peace with others, and your actions may also lead your life itself to become hell. There are times when you complain, saying, "Everyone attacks me," and maybe the problem is not everyone, but rather you. May your life be heaven because, as St. Paul says, there's more happiness in giving than in receiving. I assure you that if you do something good, the experience, the peace, and the harmony that you feel is unique. Always remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.